Let your breath fall in and out. Just breathe.
I have to admit, it's hard to relax given everything I just told you.
But that's what these singing bowls are for, Mr. Morelli. The sound vibrations will help your body enter a state of deep relaxation. So, breathing in and breathing out. Good. Just follow where the sounds take you. I seem to have left my Shruti box next door. Continue that deep breathing, and I'll be right back.
So what is a Shruti box anyway?
Welcome to Solve, the interactive mystery podcast where you don't just hear about crimes, you solve them. Each episode will present you with a different case inspired by a true crime. You'll interrogate suspects, piece together evidence, and investigate the crime scene. You're the detective. This is your case. Can you solve it? Solve presents Family Feud.
Thank you, Rogelio. That'll be all. And make sure no one comes onto the veranda while we're out here.
Of course, ma'am.
You think I killed my dad? That's why you're talking to me first? Well, write this down. I want it in black and white. I did not, could not, would not hurt my own father. Look, I get it. I'm not a hysterical mess, so I look suspicious. But everyone grieves differently, and my father taught me to never show weakness. So here we are. This whole godforsaken spa trip was my father's idea. Oh, Dad. Ever the master manipulator. He wanted to keep all of us on this compound in the middle of the frickin' desert. And have us duke it out. Old school show of love and work ethic. Well, he got what he wished for.
Holy fuck, it's hot as balls.
Watch your mouth, Benji. I'm on the phone.
You're always on the phone, fuckface. Oh, sorry. I mean, Piper.
It's called work. Try it sometime.
Trust me. I'm good.
I like it out here.
Oh, look. Satan's spawn likes the heat. Hey, Dorian, so glad to see you made it.
Bench, don't be a dick. Ni hao, Mr. Chao Lu. Let's talk numbers.
You don't mind being called Satan Spawn, do you, Dorian?
Well,
if anything, no. It's an insult to your mom, not you.
What are you two boys gossiping about?
Nothing, Mom. God.
It's like I always say, Meredith. Children can't live with them, which is why I'm never having them.
Oh, Benjamin, I didn't know someone was waiting to bear your child.
Hey, Dad. Great call on the desert getaway.
Sarcasm is an appalling habit.
Sorry, sir.
Good to see you all finally decided to show up. Meredith and I have been here for an hour. Where are Piper and Dorian? We're supposed to be connecting as a family.
Excuse me, I have to take this.
Ah, since when does Mr. Laidback jump for a ringing phone?
Piper thought she was Dad's favorite, but everyone knew it was me. And that drove her crazy. Worked herself like a dog, and it was never good enough for Dad. But Dad had a soft spot for me. His firstborn.
Sir, you forgot your credit card in the room.
Oh, shit. This is the one linked to my dad's account, right?
That's right, sir.
Cool. I'm good. Thanks, Rogelio. I'll tell you this, though. My dad purposely brought us to the middle of the desert to mindfuck us. He was playing chicken with our heads, and one of us cracked. You know who really couldn't handle the pressure? Dorian. That kid is weird, man. Meredith doesn't like anyone to know, but we all can see what a freak he is.
Here, lizard, lizard, lizard. Here, lizard, lizard, Ah, yeah, missed. So fast.
Ouch! Dorian! You're not throwing rocks at lizards again, are you?
Can I get 2 seconds to myself, Mom? And why are you wearing high heels in the desert? You look stupid.
I've been looking everywhere for you. The whole family is moving into the cabin.
So?
What are you doing all the way out here?
Rogelio can unpack my bags.
Come inside and join the group. Your father expects you to be
there. They already think I'm a psycho, Mom. I don't know. I mean, I sort of almost feel bad for her. Mom, she's not very smart. She married my dad for his money after Benji and Piper's mom died. Total gold digger. I didn't mean that. Why did I say that? Why did I say that? I'm such an idiot. God! Look. I don't know who killed my dad. I swear. But it wasn't me. I would never hurt anything. Oh! Lizard! Here, lizard! Lizard, lizard, lizard. Hey, buddy, slow down! Slow! Ow!
Dorian. Dorian is, well... James and I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars when he was a child to try and figure out what was wrong with him, but no one could give me anything definitive. So, we just learned to live with his peculiarities. I just say that he's my special boy. You know, if he only spent more time learning the family business than he did kicking rocks at animals, he could be so successful. But I really thought James's announcement would get Dorian to change.
Would you stop?
There wasn't me.
Everyone, sit down. First of all, thanks for coming all this way. I thought it was important for us to connect, now that I'm almost dead.
Dad.
Piper, I'm 85. I came to this country when I was 15 years old with just $20 in my pocket. And I built a distribution company that I can be proud of.
Worth $49.78 billion as of this morning, roughly.
Thank you, Dorian.
You're welcome.
As I was saying, I'm old, but I'm not a fool. I know which way the wind is blowing.
Meaning what, Dad?
I'm passing off the company.
Oh, honey.
It's a bombshell. Are you serious, Dad?
Wow.
I will make my final decision on Friday. So try and enjoy the week. And don't suck up to me too much.
Yeah, right.
All right. Yeah. Let's eat, damn it.
Dad, I just want to say, I think it's brave of you to admit that you're ready to pass the torch to us, the younger generation. I'm sure it wasn't an easy decision.
Yeah, well...
Now you just have to let us show you how smart we are.
I have to use the restroom, excuse me. Rogelio.
Pardon me, sir, but I couldn't help but notice you left abruptly. Is everything all right?
Am I making a mistake here?
In 35 years, I've yet to see you make one mistake.
Don't blow smoke up my ass.
You don't make mistakes. You test options. You know what I see, sir? I see a man who has the life experience to know what's right.
I don't deserve you, Rogelio.
Thank you, sir. I was proud to serve Mr. Morelli. I'd been at his side for the best and worst of times. When his first wife passed, the man was so distraught, the business seemed like it would fail in his absence. I don't think you'd mind me saying it was I who stepped in and covered for him. He just needed some time. So you could say that without me, there would be no Morelli Enterprises today. And that's why Mr. Morelli put me in his will. Still, his family treated me like a common servant. Would you like some wine, Miss Piper?
No, none for me, Rogelio. But fetch me some sparkling water.
Everything okay, dear?
Fine, Meredith.
Oh, you look radiant tonight, by the way. Absolutely glowing.
Thank you.
If I didn't know any better, I think you were pregnant.
What?
It's bad luck to deny a pregnancy. Motherhood was the best thing that ever happened to me.
I haven't told anyone. It's still really early. Please don't tell my dad.
Your secret is safe with me.
excuse me. Where was I?
Oh, good, James, you're back. Come sit. Come sit. We're all still reeling from your exciting announcement, but I'd like to give a toast. This will prove to be a truly special week. To family!
To family!
It's relaxing stuff.
Dorian, honey, you enjoying your massage?
Yeah.
You know, you have come so far. When you were a boy, you would scream bloody murder if anyone touched you.
That's good.
Now look at you. What do you think about your father's announcement? Oh, could you get my upper arms and shoulders? They're sore from yesterday's workout. Ah, there you go. I am so proud of your father for taking time for himself in the later years of his life. All of my men coming into their own.
Okay.
This is a big opportunity, Dorian.
Okay.
Why are you just saying okay? Don't you care about your future?
Because he isn't going to give me the company.
Why would you say that?
Because it's true.
You just have to make him see how brilliant you are, sweetie. And you are. You are brilliant.
Stop.
I'm your mother, and I know what is best for you. Listen, you can do it. I believe in you.
Okay, Mom. Okay.
I love you, Pooh Bear.
Yeah, you too.
Meredith!
Oh, Benjamin. Dorian and I were just finishing up. Come on, Dorian.
Dorian? You're getting a massage? Thought you didn't like it when people touched you.
No, I do. It's just... But sometimes I don't. Whatever.
Okay. Totally normal guy. Fucking kid. He has a conniption if you hug him, but he's cool with a massage. And that's so... He's not trustworthy. I mean, for real, though, he's always given me the heebie-jeebies. Creepy, creepy dude. And after that weird run-in, I definitely needed a massage. But, of course, I was rudely interrupted. I like a lot of pressure, dude. Yeah. That's good.
There you are!
Jesus Christ, Piper, what the hell?
Are you kidding me with the massage right now?
What?
Did you sleep through Dad's big announcement last night or what? We're not here for massages. We're here to win a company.
So? I'm on it.
Bullshit. But I have a plan.
You don't even want to hear mine?
Does yours involve getting a rub and tug? Because no. We've got to get ahead of this. I say we tag team Dad. Turn him against Dorian.
Wait. You think Dad's really gonna consider Satan's spawn?
Dorian's the only option besides us, and you know that Meredith is in Dad's ears constantly buzzing about her weird golden boy. But if we're a team and we show him how insane that kid is, then Dad can't not choose us.
So what, we go 50-50?
Well, since it's my idea and I already work within the company...
Well, I work there too. Sometimes.
I want 60%.
The balls on this chick.
Benj!
I don't need you. In fact, teaming up with you is a risk I can't take. If I lose my stock options, I'm fucked. And guess what? Dad can't stand you. He told me himself. Probably because you're adopted.
I'm not five. That adoption line doesn't work on me anymore. And if Dad can't stand anyone, it's you.
Whatever you have to tell yourself.
So that's it. We're going it alone.
That's it. Shit. I gotta take this.
What the hell? I shouldn't have been surprised that Benji would throw his only sister under the bus. But it hurt. He was so cutthroat. You know, he'd kill just to keep his goddamn stock options.
Benji was acting odd from the start, in my opinion. Whenever you'd catch him unawares, he'd be wild-eyed and sweaty. But in the next breath, he'd flip a switch and be back to wisecracking. Oh, on Wednesday morning, I found him kissing up to James. Yeah, I heard the whole thing while meditating next door. The walls are made of straw, you know.
I was skeptical at first, Dad, but I think this place is really something special.
Good.
It's given me time to think, you know, to brainstorm about ideas for the company.
How so?
Well, it seems to me that if we want to capture a larger slice of the marketplace, we should, you know, stay ahead of the curve. I mean, have you thought about drone-powered delivery services?
Interesting.
I've got a ton of ideas like that. They just come to me all day long.
You're not gambling anymore, then?
I haven't been to a casino going on 6 years. You know that.
Well, it's not that yours is a stupid idea, son. It's just common. But then you'd have to be in on internal company discussions to know that we do, in fact, have a drone fleet, but it's focused on delivering secure packages within the military.
Oh.
It was Piper's idea, actually.
I see. So the military? Delivering weapons or ammo or whatever? In today's call-out culture? I don't know. Imagine the Twitter takedown if social justice warriors got a whiff of that. No, we have to think of our brand.
It's not a bad point.
I know it's not. Piper's stuck in 1995. You can't lead a company with a play-by-the-rules mindset.
I agree.
You do?
If you keep this up, I can see a place for you at the table.
So I'm in the stupid little hut next door, trying to focus on my breath while meditating. But all I can think about is Benji weaseling his way in with James like that. Disgraceful. Of course I said something to James the minute he returned to our room. How is your sauna, my love?
It's fine. I'm thirsty.
I bet. Hey, let me rub your feet.
That feels great. Thank you.
Of course. You know, I couldn't help but overhear your conversation with Benji during my meditation session.
Spying on me, huh?
Oh, is it considered spying when the walls are made of grass, dear?
Well, what do you think? The boy is clearly trying to reform his ways.
But do you believe him?
Maybe. He's been acting oddly.
I agree. I'm sorry to say, I don't think he can be trusted. Not right now. You never stop worrying about your children. You never stop being a parent. Well, until, of course, you become a grandparent.
Grandparent?
No, I wasn't supposed to say anything.
Did Benji get some girl pregnant?
Not that I know of.
Piper? Is she pregnant?
You didn't hear it from me.
Well, why would she keep that from me?
Motherhood is a big calling. Maybe she fears it would negatively affect her work.
This changes everything.
Don't say anything, my love. She's not telling people yet.
Of course not.
Come here. Come and lie with me.
Oh, God.
Yeah, let me show you.
Well, Meredith was right about one thing. The walls are thin. Yeah, I heard her. Whatever, I'm used to it. So my family doesn't support me. Whatever, I just keep doing my thing. Dad saw how hard I worked. I deserve the company. I mean, I'm working my ass off while being pregnant. Do you know how tired you are in the first trimester? Honestly, Meredith can go fuck. Oh my God, she is so manipulative. She drives me crazy. Another delicious meal, Dad.
I didn't cook it, Piper.
But you organized it. Thank you.
You got some brown stuff on your nose, Pie.
You want to talk, Benji. We all see you sneaking around, sucking up to Dad.
Just father and son bonding.
Ugh, you're the worst. Go on, honey. You can do it.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Look.
James, my love, Dorian has something he wants to share.
Hey, Dad. So I was thinking...
Speak up, son. I can't hear you.
Oh, I was thinking about some ideas for, you know, the company that I thought you might like. Sort of, you know, it's kind of like this, a lot of things. Like social media influencing.
We're being pushed out.
By Satan's spawn? Yeah, right.
Are you really that stupid?
Pi, I wouldn't tie myself to you if you were the only block of wood floating by in this empty ocean of a family reunion. You're done.
What are you talking about?
Dad's gonna choose me.
What did you do?
I just reminded Dad of your nature. You know, how you're afraid of breaking the rules.
God, I could kill you!
Piper! Is everything okay?
Stay out of this, Meredith. We all know how good you are with secrets.
Oh, dear. You know.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. But don't be so angry. You can't let those hormones get the best of you.
What's going on here?
Just Piper being Piper, Dad.
Rahelio, go check on her, please.
Absolutely.
Piper locked herself in her room. The Ice Princess didn't want anyone to see her cry. Everything with the Morellis is big, dramatic. You know, I'm up 2 hours before and 2 hours after all of them. I never take a vacation, but you don't see me crying in my room. I have to make sure their lives are in order, especially Mr. Morelli. If it weren't for me, Meredith would run right over him.
Come here, honey.
James, sweetie, I'm just not in the mood. I'm sorry.
What's wrong?
I'm worried about Dorian. You know, he told me he's been wanting to spend more time with you. But it's been so hard with you working so much.
The boy needs his father.
See, I just worry that he barely knows you. With Benji and Piper, you were just starting out. And you had more time for them. But by the time Dorian came along, you were already James Morelli. And I'm sorry, I'm not blaming you. You do so much for your family. I'm sorry, it's just sad.
Oh, don't cry, sugar face.
Sorry.
No, Dorian has very good ideas. Yeah.
Well, are they good enough to consider passing off the company? Maybe to him?
Maybe.
Oh, I love you. I really do.
Oh, I can't take this.
Torture animals end up being serial killers, right? You think Dad's gonna give his company to a serial killer?
I didn't do anything. Oh, Mom!
Dorian! Is everything okay?
Why are you wearing just a sheet?
Piper,
Leave Dorian alone!
Stop protecting him, Meredith. In fact, Dad should know how he spends his time. Dad!
What is going on out here?
Piper, stop. You're just emotional because you're...
Go to hell, Meredith. Dad, look what Dorian does for fun.
Did you kill that lizard, Dorian?
Don't answer that, Dorian.
Mom, he was supposed to run away before I could hit him. I didn't mean to.
Yo, family, you're waking the coyotes.
Last as always, Benji.
Piper, what has gotten into you?
I'm not your mindless worker bee, Dad. I deserve the company.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. If anyone deserves it, it's your firstborn.
Well, I think I deserve it because I have the best ideas and Dad even...
Shut up, Dorian! God! Not now.
His phone rang and he turned into a 10-year-old boy. Benji just never grew up. He has a problem. I guess. Yeah. It's really sad. But in the moment, we all went for blood. Maybe we made him snap.
Who's always calling you, Benji?
Yeah, Benji, what's going on?
None of your business.
Let me see your phone, son.
What?
Give it to me.
Dad, no.
Benjamin. Hello? Who is this? This is James Morelli. Why are you calling my son? I see.
I can explain.
How much?
You're gambling again?
Only with friends. It's under control, Dad. I swear.
Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you?
Answer your father, Benjamin. How much?
$750,000.
$750,000?
What kind of friends?
Meredith, stay out of this. Rogelio.
Yes, sir.
Call the most recent number on Benji's phone. Get the people's information. I'm gonna wire them $750,000 to save my delinquent son's ass again.
Right away. Your phone, Benjamin.
Dad, I don't need you to... Here you go, Rogelio.
I don't want to see any of your faces until tomorrow. We're doing a sound bath in the morning. Until then, I need a break. From all of you. From you too, Meredith. I'll sleep in a different room tonight.
Jamesy! This is all your fault.
Jesus, kid, you're gonna hurt yourself. Dorian, chill!
Damn it! It is over, and they've fucked it all up. Dad's never gonna trust me now!
I swear to God, my child will not turn out like him.
What child?
You got your wish, Benji. We're all on our own.
You're pregnant? God damn it!
Hello.
Oh, hello, Mr. Morelli. You're early.
Well, if you're not early, you're late. You're the sound bath guide?
Yes, sir.
Good. Let's get started.
Should we wait for your family?
My family. Like my eldest son, the lying gambler, and my daughter, who hid her pregnancy from me, or my youngest, the freak.
Family. Children especially can be difficult.
Oh, you want to talk about difficult, huh? You should meet my wife. Plays my children against each other. All I wanted was to reconnect with my family. Instead, they turned it into a bloodbath.
Well, these retreats are meant to help you release that which doesn't serve you. So, how do you plan to release this conflict with your loved ones?
Tell them my decision.
Which is?
I will not be handing off the company. That's the only solution. None of them can be trusted.
Well then, you certainly need to unwind. Let your breath fall in and out. Just breathe.
I have to admit, it's hard to relax given everything I just told you.
But that's what these singing bowls are for, Mr. Morelli. The sound vibrations will help your body enter a state of deep relaxation. So, breathing in and breathing out. Good. Just follow where the sounds take you. Oh. I seem to have left my shruti box next door. Continue that deep breathing, and I'll be right back.
So what is a shruti box anyway?
The end of the investigation. It's time to decide who you think James's killer is. Here are your suspects. James's gambling son, Benji.
Piper thought she was Dad's favorite, but everyone knew it was me. And that drove her crazy.
James's workaholic daughter, Piper.
I deserve the company. I mean, I'm working my ass off while being pregnant.
James's eager to please second wife, Meredith.
So I'm in the stupid little hut next door, trying to focus on my breath while meditating. But all I can think about is Benji weaseling his way in with James like that.
James's oddball son from his second marriage, Dorian.
Damn it! It is over and they've fucked it all up! Dad's never gonna trust me now!
Or the longtime butler, Rogelio.
So, you could say that without me, there would be no Morelli Enterprises today. And that's why Mr. Morelli put me in his will.
We'll be back with the answer after a word from our sponsor. Now it's time to learn who killed James. James's killer was his wife, Meredith. She had a habit of eavesdropping on her family's conversations.
Yeah, I heard the whole thing while meditating next door. The walls are made of straw, you know.
Is it considered spying when the walls are made of grass, dear?
And when she overheard James telling the sound bath guide that her precious boy Dorian wouldn't be getting the company, she was furious.
Or my youngest, the freak. I will not be handing off the company. That's the only solution.
After all, she only married James so that her future child would inherit the family business.
She married my dad for his money after Benji and Piper's mom died.
She worked hard to keep up appearances, but what gave her away were her high heels, something she wore everywhere she went.
Can I get 2 seconds to myself, Mom? And why are you wearing high heels in the desert? You look stupid. Relaxing stuff.
Dorian, honey, you enjoying your massage?
And if you listened closely, you could hear the heels in the sound bathroom when James was murdered.
So what is a shruti box anyway?
This episode was inspired by a true crime from 2012. When the mysterious death of a man made headlines when it was revealed that he and his wife had been expelled from a desert meditation retreat. A retreat which turned out to be a deadly cult. James Morelli was played by John Sanderford. Meredith Morelli by Lisa Fuson. Piper Morelli by Carla Delaney. Benji Morelli by Austin Basis. Dorian Morelli by Patrick Cavanaugh. Rogelio by Clayton Froning. Sound Bath Guide by Kathy Vu. This episode of Solve was written and directed by Amelia Phillips. Executive produced by Corey Surge and Walt Palmer. Produced, recorded, and mixed by Salt Audio. Sound design and edited by Jasper Van Dyke for Salt Audio. Mixed by Zach Jurich. Original music and score by Noah Gersh and Jamie Sheffman at Salt Audio. Production coordinator, Liz LeMay. Casting by Romy Stutman. Casting assistant, Daisy Laura. Recorded at Bang Zoom Studios. This episode of Solve was hosted by me, Mike McNeil. Next time on Solve. A journalist uncovers a deadly scandal.
It's Senator Leslie.
And that's not his wife.
That's not a woman.
Mm-hmm. And that's not a Bible he's thumping.
Was Avery in over her head? Just how deep did this conspiracy go?
People don't drop envelopes of cash on your coffee table to squash allegations. I'll keep digging.
You'll stop digging. I told you to drop this and you went rogue anyway. If a story's no good, you kill it.
Tune in next week to find out.